This year is the 10th anniversary of the formation of the Apache Software Foundation. But before there was a foundation, there was the Apache Group, which was a loose-knit bunch of people that worked on Apache software, primarily the web server. Originally, there were 8 of them, and leading up to the 10th anniversary party in Oakland at ApacheCon US this fall, I'm hoping to speak with all 8 of them, or as many of them as I can get hold of, and talk a little bit about their original involvement in the project, and what they've been doing since then, and maybe their thoughts on what has become of the web since their early involvement in it. I've already spoken with Brian Bellendorf and let you hear a little bit of that. A few days ago, I spoke with Randy Turbush, who was one of that original group of 8, and here are some of his thoughts on his involvement in Apache from the beginning. So, how'd you get involved to begin with?
The original involvement really was back in 94. I started my own business and began looking at how I would start hosting other companies to help them build web presence. And at that time, the only web servers that were out there was the Plexus web server, which was a Perl web server, CERN, and NCSA.
Yeah.
After playing around with all of them for some amount of time, kind of settled on the NCSA and did really what I had been doing for years, and that was on Usenet, just start poking around to find other people that were doing the same thing. And happened to find, I don't know, really remember who the first contact was. It was probably Brian. Started exchanging email with him and some others, and shortly after that, we started putting together the email list and various other tools, and it was kind of business as usual when it came to those sorts of things. I'd done the same thing with early work in Xenix, early work with Linux, early work with 386 BSD or NetBSD, and it was just kind of a standard operating procedure.
What bits of the system did you work on?
I was probably had most of my computer experience or programming experience in porting between the various BSDs. So I helped to support some of the other BSD platforms. I did bring in a lot of the SU exec stuff and some of the logging stuff. Those are the things off the top of my head that stand out. And I guess the one thing was I kind of went off and worked with Rob Tao in his sandbox early on with the Shambhala stuff.
Okay.
Saw the value in that. Wrote kind of one of the, if you might call it, the first third-party module was I actually ported the concept of the image mapper into an image map module for Shambhala.
Did you ever get to meet any of the other guys during those early years?
We went quite a while before ever meeting face-to-face, but the first face-to-face meeting was rather a momentous one. Obviously, the guys that were in the Bay Area had some face time, but I think the first time the majority of us all got together was, well, I'm going to be hard-pressed to name a year, but I'm thinking it was 96. We all met at Brian's place in San Francisco. I distinctly remember that we all marched down the hill into the Castro for the Gay Pride celebration as part of one of the events. So for many of us, that was our eye-opening experience in San Francisco.
And that was before the first ApacheCon?
That was well before the first ApacheCon.
Okay, I guess that was in 98.
Right. That was the first face-to-face majority of us. And I don't remember off the top of my head who all was there. I distinctly remember Cliff Skolnick and Brian, and I think Dirk was there, and many others. But it is, I think, worth noting really how much had passed and how much had been accomplished before we ever really were face to face.
You stayed involved with Apache for a number of years. When did you start drifting away?
I think I started drifting away, that was probably about 2003.
Okay.
I'm guessing. I spent some time towards the end of the days as a treasurer. That was after I had moved out of the Bay Area to Wyoming. and still participated that way. It was kind of the best way I could find actually help the organization. But I think the realities of needing to go back and start a new job, I think, is probably what pulled me away.
Are you still on any of the mailing lists?
Maybe on the announcement list, but and actually I haven't seen anything on there for a long time.
No,
so,
it's pretty quiet.
But yeah, that's probably the only thing I follow these days. Not out of lack of desire, it's just
life gets in the way.
You know, words of wisdom come accidentally, I believe. So, I'm really proud of what has happened in that group and what it's turned into, I will say. And I think it's a great example of, I think, what a lot of our vision was, and that many days we spent at IBM as we kind of trudged through the potential legal issues and the structure of the foundation itself. That was an enjoyable time, and I think in the end, looking back, it's become everything that, you know, I know I had hoped it would be. I wish that it was seen as a model by more open source efforts for a starting point. I mean, there certainly, I think, are some fairly serious projects out there that seem to branch from that.
Did you have a sense in the early years of what a big deal this was, how big Apache and more in general the web would become?
Well, I certainly had a vision of that just from the standpoint of when I decided to go start a business there. I had participated in Usenet discussions and other open source stuff from the late 80s. Back then, the acceptable use restrictions on the internet were fairly strict, mm-hmm. but you know, all along, you could definitely see the potential for that. I started a business or two that was depended very heavily on modem communication, and it was, you know, while at the same time being connected to the internet via a modem, you saw the benefit of being able to use that medium for doing business. Something that was the potential was obvious. You know, I think a lot of the things that we envisioned, the days of talking about ordering a pizza over the internet and things like that. I mean, a lot of that stuff was so much ahead of its time, that kind of thinking and the way bandwidth has become, you know, so ubiquitous and easy to come by, it's made a lot of those things very possible.
Yeah.
I think many of us were way ahead of the curve in terms of what we wanted to do versus what we actually could do.
Well, that's a good place to be.
It's a fun place to be. It's not without its wounds and bloodletting, but it's fun to be a little bit ahead of the pack and not back in the dust.
Do you have any interesting or funny stories from those early years?
Well, there certainly were some. It was all such a blur. I think the story of the group of us going down to the Castro is worth noting and mentioning. There were certainly things that I know I and probably many others had never seen in their lifetime. Human acts on signal boxes at intersections and things involving chaps and nothing else. But that was pretty interesting, but that obviously became old hat after spending a few years out there. But, you know, I think one of my fondest memories probably is the ApacheCon in London, the first one.
Yeah.
That was a great time, and it was a great time for kind of the business and everything else. So we were all on top of the world then. Those are the things that stick out.
And what have you been doing for the last few years?
Has been a path of lots of lessons. It's gone well. I spent 5 years working on the East Coast at ADP, which was an interesting experience. I kind of got my big corporate stripes. I left there about a year ago and just been kind of trying to figure out a way to make it on my own.
Yeah? How's yeah. that going?
It's going okay. I've picked a challenging task, I guess, or a good challenge, if you will. I've gone back to something that kind of drew me to computers in the first place years ago, and that is trading the markets and trying to develop some automated trading systems. So trading this crazy stock market or commodities market that we have and learning lots.
Wow. Thank you very much, Randy, for taking the time to talk with me about this.
All right, thanks.
And, I really hope that you get to make it to Oakland.
Yeah, I would like to do that. I'll have to put that on the calendar and stay tuned on the logistics.
All right.